Jam! Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night Magic here on twitch.tv/themanapool, where you could have been watching this live. Aw, yeah. Yeah. I'm Chewy.
Hi, right. Chewy.
Hi.
Hi, Chewy.
To my right is Squee.
I am here in the center.
And to the far right over there is Clues.
We've talked about this, but hello.
On the other side of the screen over there is Clues.
Thank you very much.
The counter, Chewy, if you will.
If you won't. You know, whichever. So wait, does that mean that Squee is our fulcrum?
Yeah, I'm the one who determines which of you falls, but I have no actual control because you both have the power.
One shall stand and one shall fall.
I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
It's probably me who's going to fall, frankly.
You got the power. Okay, moving on. Yeah, we're here and we're Monday Night Magicking number 629.
Yes, this is what he said. Yeah. Monday Night Magic number 629. And we have our first standard Grand Prix since rotation.
Hooray.
Yay.
I think.
Yes. So let's get to it. Where are we going first? GP Lil? Let's do GP Lil.
Let's do GP Lil.
How many people
were in GP
Lil?
I hear the finals were great.
39 people.
Aw, too many people.
Alas, you overcompensated.
I see what you did there.
Could have been.
If you wait long enough, we'll somehow get to that episode and forget. Because by then it will be like forever.
It's already been forever.
We will be senile.
What? How do you pronounce it if it's not Lil? Unless you're talking about something else. Is it Lille?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know French. I barely know English.
It's true. I met him.
Thanks, buddy. What's the matter, Clue?
Nothing. Nothing at all. No. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm laughing about something totally unrelated. What? We're going to this GP.
All right.
To clarify,
in a place.
When I say Lille, like, that's my best approximation of it as someone who can't properly do a French accent. One of my friends lives there and has corrected me on this once.
Ah.
So I know it's not perfect, but I know it's about as close as I can do.
Excuse me. So it's GP Lille. My bad. Feel free to remind me of that next year when we go back, because I'll forget.
Yeah.
So, boom, here we go. We have the wrong one.
Yeah, that'll teach us.
Wait, what? What is this? I'm the dork through a bit. Said ping, throw a penny at Chewy.
Two Chewy.
Thanks.
Not at Chewy.
No, it's
that's
at.
That's mean.
One HP of damage.
Where? Here it is. There we go.
Does that mean that we can just take a handful of coins and kill any enemy?
And
yes.
I mean,
that's exactly what that means.
Final Fantasy VI, you could.
Some enemies require more coins than others.
True.
Sweet. Hey, they just announced the PlayStation Classic with Final Fantasy VII, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sorry. We were looking at this GP.
Yes. Okay. Also, Pinball Witch, thank you for the 10 bits for pronunciation games.
You got hit with a dime on that one.
So
it
here is
Monday Night Pronunciation.
Yes, here is the winning deck. Etienne Bousson won with a mono red aggro deck.
I approve. You know why I approve? Look at this land base. Look, behold the majesty of this land base. Look at it.
I don't know if that's enough mountains to get you through the day, Clues.
It's not. It's probably two fewer than I would like, but look at it. God, it's gorgeous.
So yeah, this is the, it's the mono red aggro deck with the wizard bent to it, with the pyromancer and the Gisu Lava Runner and Wizard's Lightning. And of course, it's still running for Experimental Frenzy, which will never stop being funny to me.
It is majestic. Nope. It's a red enchantment that doesn't suck, ladies and gentlemen. They can't happen.
Yeah. Damnedest thing.
There have been other good ones over time, but they're rare enough we have to point it out.
I was going
to
say, there are very, very few.
Yeah, red rare enchantment usually means nonsense.
Usually it means you pick something else out of the pack and pass it, even if you're not drafting.
Right. But since we've talked about this deck before, let's move on to Gab Nassif, who's playing Mono Blue Tempo, which is essentially sort of almost the deck that we talked about before.
Yeah.
In Star City Events. Actually, I think it is. Merfolk Trickster, Mistcloaked Herald, Siren Storm Tamer, Tempest Djinn, which I think is the reason this deck exists.
Yeah.
Warkite Marauder, Chart a Course, Sleep. I did not realize Sleep was in M19.
Huh.
I'll be damned. Dive Down, Essence Scatter, Opt, Spell Pierce, Wizard's Retort, and Curious Obsession. Check out that land base. That's way too small for the color that this deck is, ordinarily. Yeah.
Someone on the Twitters described this to me as being a mono blue aggro versus mono red aggro. I don't know if this deck counts as mono blue aggro.
Yeah, I think it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean, as close as you're going to get. It's the Tempest Gen, like I said, that I think
you're
is the reason.
You're running a bunch of 1-3 cost creatures that you're using to hit your opponent and everything else to stop them from having things.
Okay, but look over here where there's this counter target creature spell. I don't know.
Yeah, that's proactive aggro.
And
yeah,
the spell pierce? Yeah, but that's not the way aggro rolls, man.
Are you aggravated?
Well, yes, because it's a blue deck. I'm pissed.
See, it works.
See, aggro.
Out of the box.
No, that's being pissed.
Would you like to control the colors a little better, Clues? Would you like
I would like to set a blue deck on fire. That's what I would like to do. Just completely just engulfed in flames. That's what I'd like. And this land base is garbage. Look at this land base. Garbage.
That is a small land base, admittedly.
It's 20 islands, by the way, for those of you listening later. Like,
well, that's what I said. It's garbage.
That's a very small number of islands.
And I don't normally do this, but I got to call you out, chat. If you get water hot enough, it will burn. Anything will. I'm an astrophysicist. I mean hot. Really hot.
What he's saying is that he's gone out of his way to burn everything at least once.
Yes. All of it. All the things. I'm sorry. Maybe we should go on to the third deck before I swear. Because there's no swearing on Monday Night Magic. I know we don't talk about that much, but there you go.
Yeah. So, in third place... Right, yeah. In third place, Javier Dominguez is running the Golgari mid-range deck.
All right,
get used to that. We're going to be seeing it a lot.
Yeah.
This one is running 3 Vivian Reed and 1 Vraska Golgari Queen. Hmm. And then there's Carnage Tyrant in the main. Who?
I like dinosaurs.
What's Elvish Rejuvenator? Look at the top 5 cards.
Like, can't be countered.
Yes. Look at the top 5 cards. Put a land from among them onto the battlefield tapped. Oh. Okay. Elvish Rejuvenator's neat. The Find Broker, Jade Light Ranger, Llanowar, Branch Walker, Midnight Reaper. Die, die, die. Chupacabra. Yeah. Seeker Squire. Oh, that's the Explorer thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wild Growth Walker. Yep. Find Finality. Good card. Only 1 Assassin's Trophy, 1 Cast Down, and 2 Vraska's Contempt. Spreading out the murder.
To show you my priorities, I really appreciate their choice of basic lands to appear.
The guild lands? Is that what these are?
Yeah. They have the guild symbols in the corner.
In the corner.
In lieu of set symbols.
Oh. I was just looking at the text box. I was like, wow, that's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Cool.
I'd be fine if they left those up, but I know they won't.
I mean, they will eventually. Okay, then. So that's the Golgari mid-range deck. Then in fourth place, we've got Christopher Larson with the Golgari mid-range deck.
But different...
A little bit. Yeah, he's got 2 Vraska Relic Seeker in there.
And
the rest is... Oh, and Thrashing Bronto Dave. Yes.
Yeah.
The rest is basically close enough to the same. Boom. 5th place, Florian Trot? I'm just going to call him Florian Trot. I don't think that's right, but that's what I'm going to call him. Is running Jeskai Control with Ral is it Viceroy and Teferi. And Crackling Drake. Ooh. And Niv-Mizzet Perrin.
Perpetually Smug. Now.
And then Deafening Clarion. Whoa.
It is very loud.
What?
That's how you get tinnitus.
Is that how that happened?
Why are you so angry? Star of Extinction. And then even more nonsense. Chemist's Insight, Essence Scatter, Expansion Explosion. That copies an instant or sorcery or... Deals X damage to any target. Target player draws X cards. Oh, okay. Negate, Opt, Sinister Sabotage, Syncopate, Search for Escanta, and then some lands. Huh, okay. That is definitely Jeskai Control.
It is way too much blue.
Sure. I already forgot where I'm at. 6th place.
6th place.
Arnie Hushenbeth, let's say, is running the Is It Phoenix. This Arclight...
Yes, it is.
Arclight Phoenix has come out of nowhere and is just all over the place. I saw some of this in Modern, for God's sake. And we might see it in some Modern later. The Arclight Phoenix, as a reminder, is the 3-2 for 4 with flying and haste. And if you've cast 3 or more instant or sorcery spells this turn, it jumps back from your graveyard to the battlefield at the beginning of combat. So it comes back for free if you're doing stuff.
Yep.
Crackling Drake again, Enigma Drake. Oh, okay. Neat. And the Electromancer, of course. Then we have silly stuff like Beacon Bolt and Lava Coil. Well, mainly Beacon Bolt in the silliness. Maximize Velocity is really good with a surprise, Crackling Drake, I would assume. Yeah. Wow, it's even running Radical Idea. Oh, because it's got Jumpstart, so that fuels the Crackling Drake. Cool!
Is Maximize Velocity good with Crackling Drake? Yeah, it is.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be?
Gives it I mean, haste. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. All right, so, 7th place, Carlos Morale is running Jeskai Control. Similar deck list, it's running Justice Strike and Revitalize. Whoa. Gain 3 life, draw a card. Whoa. Huh. Let's just move on.
It's just like I'm just going to take a second and drink this here bottle now.
Yeah, don't mind me. And then, rounding out the top 8, we have Alvaro Torisco Jimenez running Selesnya Tokens. Which, looks pretty normal.
Yeah.
With the Banalish Marshal, Emara, Hunted Witness for some early game, Shalai, Tristani, Venerated Loxodon, yep.
Venerated Loxodave.
What? That's not Loxodave.
Loxodave.
No. We only have Brontodave. There's no Loxodave.
Why can't there be a Loxodave?
No, there is no Loxodave.
Oh, okay. That's a good reading.
Also, March of the Multitudes. That's the thing. And Pride of the Conquerors. Yeah, okay. These things all make sense. So there you go. There's your top 8. How many different decks do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6? Wow.
Yeah. The only repeats are the Golgari and the Jeskai.
Yeah. Seems good. So, if we go back...
We can never go back.
9th through 37th deck list. That's random.
It's a big range there. And not a normal breakdown. I guess the thing they're going by... 12-3 records.
Ah, okay. All the way down to 11-3-1. Okay. That's why it's 37. So we've got more Jeskai Control, more Phoenix, Golgari, more Phoenix, Golgari, Golgari, Golgari... More Phoenix, good lord. Selesnya mid-range. What is this? A Johnny Vivian, Knight of Grace, Lyra, Resplendent Angel, Shalai. This is... And Takali Honor Guard. This is the Angels deck.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeskai Control, more Phoenix. Boros Weenie.
There has to be a better name than that.
Yeah, there does.
I don't think there is.
I think we all have homework then.
A Dante Vanguard, Banalish Marshal, Dauntless Bodyguard, Healer's Hawk, whoa, Knight of Grace, Sky Marcher, Aspirant, I remember that card, Heroic Reinforcements, nice, Chance for Glory, and then the usual Conclave Tribunal History of Benalia Legions Landing. Okay, so it's less on the tokens and more on the, well, just value creatures, okay.
Yeah.
Here's Steel Leaf Stompy down in 23rd, I haven't seen this in a while. Main deck, Crawl Harpooner. Oh, yeah. Nullhide Ferox. Look at that. Yep, everything else looks like you'd expect. Golgari Midrange. Mono Red Aggro. Again, with Wizards. Jeskai Golgari. Boros Angels, as opposed to the Selesnya ones earlier. Selesnya Tokens. Jeskai Control. Golgari. Is it Golgari? Golgari. Naya Ramp. What? Palaka Worm?
Palaka Worm?
And 35th, Palaka Worm, Tristani Discordant, Zakama, Primal Calamity. What?
Ooh.
That's funny.
Banefire, Circuitous Root, Circuitous, meh. Cleansing Nova, Deafening Clarion, Star of Extinction, Grow from the Ashes. Ooh. March of the Multitudes, of course. Immortal Sun. Okay. Azor's Gateway, Thaumatic Compass, Treasure Map. This deck is tripping me out.
See, some people look at this dinosaur and say, that thing's got too many heads. But me, I see an opportunity.
And too many heads.
And too many heads. Too many.
And then Golgari, Golgari. Huh. Well, the Naya Ramp deck is a hidden gem here, but the rest is pretty much all the same thing. Which, this is the smallest standard that we're going to get, so...
Yeah.
It makes sense that we only have a handful of decks, although that's more than I would have expected, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Yeah, so that was GP Leal. Right?
Yeah.
All right, then. So, let's move slightly closer to home and check out GP New Jersey. How many people were in New Jersey?
One, two, one, two.
Check, check.
There you go.
Okay, but how many people were in New Jersey?
One, two, one, two.
Check, check.
I hate you.
Check, check.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, checks out.
So Eli Cassis won with the Jeskai control. He is not running in the main Ral, but he does have the full set of Teferi. He's also running Azor's Gateway.
Oh, that's how you get in.
I don't even remember what the other side of Azor's Gateway is. Sanctum of the Sun. Oh, right. Add X mana of any one color to your mana pool, where X is your life total.
Yeah. What could happen? Banefire. Banefire could happen.
Nothing bad, I assume.
Damn. He's running Divination, too. That's not a good sign for the state of Kartron Standard when Divination makes a winning GP deck.
Considering Divination is usually seen as the baseline that good cards are made from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although he does have... There we go. He does have Chemist's Insight in the deck, but only one. Hmm. All right, then. That's neat.
Ha. There's an Elder Dinosaur in the board. Good times.
Wait, which one?
Nezahal.
Oh, Nezahal. Yeah, yeah, that
makes
sense.
You normally see Nezahal. Look at all those words clues. You hate that card.
I do hate that. I'm looking at it, and I'm filling with more disgust the more I read.
Well, then, let's go to Bard Narson, who finished second. Sorry, Brad Nelson, who finished second, running the Boros Angels
deck. Is it say 14?
I think that's his rank in the world or something.
Probably.
I think.
It's just so weird when he's the only one that has it.
And I think he's the only one that's high enough to get that, I think. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. We just don't usually see it here. Like, exactly.
Well, in the absence of actual evidence, I'm going to think that that's his now legal first name. So, 14 Brad.
Maybe it's his shoe size.
Oh, man, I have those.
Oh, maybe he's the 14th Brad Nelson.
Oh,
he could. That explains a lot.
Yeah, there could have been 13 other Brad Nelson, or 15, or 16 other Brad Nelsons in this tournament.
That's true.
Yeah, he's running the Boros Angels deck with Aurelia and Lyra and the Rekindling Phoenix and the Resplendent Angel. And the main deck, Tecatli Honor Guard again.
Yeah.
Wow. Removal suite is 4 Lava Coil, 1 Justice Strike, and 2 Shock. Dang. Oh, and Ixalan's Binding. Excuse me. So, if we go to third place, these are in order, right? Yeah, good. We have Nizar Sarhan playing Boros Mentor. Look at this deck. This is all the clues. You want to tell us about this deck?
This is looking really good here. We got 25 creatures and we're in Boros colors. So already I'm sold. Land base. We got 8 mountains, 8 plains, some Clifftop Retreats, some Sacred Foundries. Oh, this is beautiful. If you're going to run non-basics, those are the ones you want. Okay. What do we got in our creature suite? We got some Swiftblade Vindicator, Militia Bugler. I always want to say burglar.
Yeah, he's not Bugler. Stealing anything.
He's not stealing. Well, we don't know that he's not stealing anything.
Okay, he's not he's known not for stealing.
Job. Yeah. Legion Warboss, Adanto Vanguard, Tajik Legion's Edge, some Aurelia, Rekindling Phoenix, because why not? Dire Fleet Daredevil, Siege Gang Commander.
Ba-bam.
Siege Gang Commander. Oh, that's great. Bounty Agent and Tecatli Honor Guard. Tecatli, yeah.
Only one of those in the main. Well, I guess there's stuff in here that you don't want, like your Bugler, your...
Yeah, or your siege gang commander.
Yeah, your siege gang commander.
Kind of want him to work.
Your daredevil. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then for removal, because of course that's what we do. We got Lava Coil, we got Justice Strike, we got Shock, we got Integrity Intervention. What does this one do?
That's the +2/+2, or the expensive Lightning Helix.
Or the expensive Lightning Helix. Okay, yeah, all right. All right, it's fine. Enchantment, yeah. We got Legion's Landing.
Yeah, yeah.
Legion's Landing. What does that transform into? I actually don't know.
It transforms into Adanto the First Fort.
Adanto the First Fort. There it is.
Which makes 1/1s with Vampire. 1/1s with Vampire Lifelink.
1/1s with Vampire Lifelink. Excellent. Excellent. All right, I like it. What do we got in the board? We got some more Siege Gang Commanders. That's nice.
I really like the Vance's Blasting Cannons hanging out in the board over here.
Yeah. Lyra. We got Lyra.
Yeah, yeah. The other three Honor Guards.
Yep.
I assume you just knock out the Commander, the Daredevil, and what was the other one? Or maybe you knock out some Buglers? You probably leave in the Buglers. I don't actually know how to sideboard.
I could go for some Bugles right now. I haven't had those in ages.
I still, whenever I see the art for Shieldmare, imagine it being on someone's notebook in middle school. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, hey man, it does look like some Trapper Keeper art, doesn't it?
I was going to say, if I could get a Trapper Keeper of Shieldmare right now, I would use it.
Oh, yeah.
This is your missed out opportunity, magic artist, trying to merch Trapper Keepers.
See if you can get these on Trapper Keepers.
Ask your parent.
It's 1+1+2+1.
Oh no, Stark, I'm not calling Lisa Frank. I don't want it to be foil.
So I just randomly threw out a line from Clues and from Clue, and Clues is busted now.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Thanks, I needed that.
So let's go to fourth place.
Oh, that was only third? Man, yeah. This is great.
Where Kellen Pastor is running Selesnya Angels. Again, we've got a Johnny, Adversary of Tyrants, Vivian Reed. Oh, the Vanguard, Knight of Grace, Lyra, Resplendent Angel, Shalai, Thorn Lieutenant, and the full four Tikatli Honor Guard. We also got a Sure Assemble. Which one is that? Put a +1/+1 on target creature and it's indestructible until end of turn, or get 3 2/2s with Vigilance. Nice.
Checks out.
That was killer in my pre-release deck. And look, here it is in the top 8 of a GP.
You have creatures? This is awesome. You don't have creatures? This is awesome.
What was that? 25 bits from Pinball Witch. It says, Clues loves Clue.
You're damn right.
All right. So, that was fourth. In fifth place, Zach Turgeon is running the Selesnya Tokens.
Yep.
All right. That's good. In sixth place, Eduardo Sajkalik is running the Is It Phoenix deck.
It is.
Totally. Whoa. Warlord's Fury for a quick cantrip that actually might do something. Whoa. Yeah. I guess, yeah, when you're trying to turn your Arclight Phoenix on, giving your stuff first strike and drawing a card for a single mana is probably fine.
Yeah. Seems decent.
Yeah. You've also got Opt and Shock and Tormenting Voice. You've got lots of ways to find and use three spells. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if your goal is to load the yard and you're running these colors, a way to do it is these things that are normally not worth a card.
Notice this one draws you a card. Notice this one isn't running the Electromancer. Probably why it's running cheap spells like the Warlord's Fury, that the one that was running the Electromancer isn't.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, I see. Nice. Moving on to seventh place, Lyric Kulik, let's say, something like that, is running the Jeskai Control deck, which looks pretty close to the other Jeskai Control decks we've seen.
Did they all have Cleansing Nova? I just didn't notice.
Oh, Cleansing Nova.
Oh, no, not Nova.
A couple of them did. One or two of them did. It's a good spell.
You should check it out.
And then, rounding out the top eight, Fernando Gonzalez is running a more different Jeskai Control.
Oh, that's the one I was looking at.
Oh.
Okay, so it turns out both of them are running the Cleansing Nova. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like the main divergent point is what Planeswalkers you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you want Rahl in your deck? Yes, no.
No.
Well, then you go with the other one. With okay. four Teferi, you made your choice.
But I don't want him in my deck either.
Life is hard.
All right, then.
So there's your top eight.
Top eight decks.
Let's go check out 9th through 32nd, see if there's anything else fancy going on here. Just got controls, Celestia Midwange.
Midwange?
Celestia yes. Mowage.
That's probably a deck.
Golgari midrange running Karn. Ooh, brutal. There's an Onsera's Wings in this Selesnya midrange deck, too. I remember that card. And Karn. Whoa! The 10th place Selesnya midrange deck. And Druid of the Cowl. Okay. And main deck Vinemare. I'm so confused. Let's just keep going.
It's a horse.
Of course.
Of course.
There you go, then. Fusion warded.
Another Selesnya midrange without some of that silliness. Golgari midrange, Boros Angels, Jeskai. Oh.
I would watch that show.
Look at, go to 16th place.
I think 16th place has broken the format.
And look directly below 16th place.
Yeah, dude.
That's X's deck name, GPNJXX.
You can't beat all those variables. You pay how much mana, and that's where you come in.
I guess.
The more you pay, the more you lose.
I'm going to click on sample hand and see what happens.
Later, clue's dead.
Did you get anything?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've got a button to deal another hand.
The box gets smaller because it's not trying to render the other templates anymore.
I keep hitting deal another hand and it doesn't help. If I click on the Twitter icon, will I tweet about this deck? And then what happens?
Possibly.
So Seth Manfield's Golgari midrange deck is in 17th.
Manfield.
Yeah, sorry, one Seth Manfield.
Yeah. If there were more than one, it might be cheating.
So it's not like we lost a deck here, because here's 16 and here's 17, so I don't know what the hell's going on with that. Here's a Jeskai midrange deck, playing Teferi and Knight of Grace.
No, that is a Jeskai midrange deck.
I'm sorry, a Jeskai midrange deck, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Playing Teferi, Knight of Grace, Lyra, and Rekindling Phoenix, and Tecatli Honor Guard.
Yeah.
And then some Burn and History of Benalia, and Treasure Map. Huh, okay.
So you find it.
More Selesnya, Boros Angels, more Selesnya, White Weenie!
Was that to the tune of Cat Scratch Fever?
It actually was, yeah, but not
until...
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Whoa. Snubhorn Sentry in the main. Four of them. Phew. That's okay. Moving on. I guess one mana 3/3s are pretty good.
Gotta get City's Blessing, dude.
I mean, in this deck, I don't think that's hard.
Not at all.
Let's see. Jeskai Control. More White Weenie. This one's running Pride of the Conquerors. Whoa. Okay. More Selesnya, Boros Aggro, Jeskai Control. There's some Golgari. Remember how Golgari was everywhere at Leal? And here it's all Selesnya and Jeskai.
It's old world versus new world.
I guess so, yeah.
It's the dampening power of the Atlantic.
Oh, we did lose a deck. We don't have 32nd. That XX takes the place of 32nd, apparently.
You mean 31st?
No, we don't have a 32nd deck.
I'm looking at a 32nd deck.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, it's
above. But we don't have a 31st.
No, it's below it.
Oh, look at
what?
That. Huh?
All right, then.
Her?
That XX just screwed everything up, didn't it?
I would wager that the XX deck and its hypothetical record has a better record than the other one, so it gets dropped into that position. But it's not a real number, so it doesn't matter.
All right, then. So there you go. That's New Jersey.
That's the thing.
Did we get a top stories? Did we get a deck or a breakdown? We did not.
If you scroll down, there's a link to a tweet that has one.
Is there a deck tech with the Xth deck?
I didn't see one.
Okay.
You have to go into the tweet to see it.
Oh, here we go. New Jersey was 26% for day two X1-1 or better. 26% Golgari midrange. 20% is it Phoenix, 15% just control decks, 13% Selesnya tokens in midrange, and after that it tapers off to single digits.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have Leal open anymore, do you?
No. I can get it. You want to see how it broke down?
I was going to see if there was one in there. Top story.
Scrolly.
Yeah, here we go. So of day two, we had 40% Golgari in Leal. And only 16.5% Jeskai control. 8% is it Phoenix, and everything else is below 5.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Even other is only 3.6%.
All right, then.
So, yeah.
I mean, considering they had 6 different decks in the top 8 there, that's pretty nice. Variety.
Oh, yeah, what did we have in the... I didn't pay attention to the top 8.
I don't think we had quite that many.
Let's see. Jeskai, Boros Angels, Boros Mentor. Those are actually different. Selesnya Angels, Selesnya Tokens. There were 3 Jeskai Control decks. The rest are kind of different.
Yeah.
So, close enough.
Yeah, neat.
Okay, then. So that's our first Grand Prix look at Standard.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
All right, then.
So let's go to the Star City Open in Charlotte. In air...
Asterisk.
Serious air quotes. Or inverted commas, depending on where you're from. So, the reason I say that... Hang on, I have to stretch. Oh, wait. Oh, that
sounds
good.
Like you.
The reason I say that is because it was actually in Concord, which was nowhere near Charlotte. I mean, if you're looking at a map of the state, it's kind of near Charlotte, but not near enough to be called Star City Charlotte.
It's 20 highway miles or 40 traffic miles from Charlotte.
Yeah. Not only that, but the convention center was in the middle of damn nowhere, dude. Like, nowhere. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know where you would go there for that.
It's a nice, actually, well, it's an okay, big-ass convention center.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just nothing around. I felt bad for people that were hungry after the on-site food closed at 4:30.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh.
Because there's nothing nearby.
Hmm.
At least not for the quick run out between, you know, before the next round starts, get food.
Well, yeah. There's your meta. Go aggro if you're playing in Concord.
And I know this because I was there.
Yeah.
I went down to Concord because our old buddy and recently released Brian Brilliman was there.
Oh, did he get out on okay behavior?
Yeah, it was okay.
I think it was exemplar behavior, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's one of the program coordinators now, so he gets to decide when he gets let out. I don't know. I was trying to make that funny, but I failed.
Good time. But hey, so you know, you got to hang out with people and socialize and stuff at a Magic event in North Carolina again.
Yeah, it was good to see a bunch of people that I just don't see anymore since I don't go to events like Prilliman and the various judges, Nicholas Sabin and Nick Zittimer. I hope I said his name right. And like Jared Silva, I got to see Jared. Hadn't seen him in a while. He's still a big sexy robot.
I was gonna say he's still a very handsome man.
Yeah.
Well, robot.
Yeah. And a bunch of my local players were there because it's close, so I got to see a bunch of them. And Jake Humphreys. When I got there, he had just won a very close game that he almost punted. And he couldn't find Emma and Jadeen to go get the food out of the car, so I bought him a pretzel because he was, like, at the end of his rope.
That would do it.
Yeah, like, here, eat a pretzel, calm down. Jesus. He's also still sexy. So, but yeah, it was a good time. I went out to dinner with Prilliman and the head judge, Rob Castellan, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And Sabin and Nick and 2 others that I... Well, 1 other that I just met, Matt? Yeah, Matt. I just had a good old time. Just wandering around, being social. I didn't work. I didn't play. I brought no magic with me. I brought no digital recorder, nothing. It was just, hey, you know what? This is really close, and I want to see Prilliman. So I went.
That's fair.
Yeah. But let's talk about the actual thingies.
At the risk of doing it in too often order, since we just did 2 standard things, should we just knock out the standard classic and then go on to all the modern together?
Sure, why not?
Would that make more sense than starting with the open and then zigzagging again?
I don't think we're known for making sense, so
we sure. Make bits here. Okay, so the standard classic is 107 people.
100 what?
107.
Oh, 107. All right, and Aliantrazi won with a 5-color control. What?
Yeah.
What?
The weird Ning.
Okay, I officially hate this deck.
I believe you.
Look at the land base.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I can't imagine. I don't want to deck check this deck.
You don't have to. You don't have to. Yeah.
Thank God.
You're
free now.
God. You can go home. The movie's over.
Oh.
I can?
Pinball Witch threw 15 bits and said, here's 15 cents you just made.
Oh, well, now you make sense. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Chewy makes sense. We don't make sense.
So, this deck is running Gift of Paradise, the Mirari Conjecture. What?
That's a great movie.
Chance for Glory, that's also a great movie.
Yeah.
Chemist's Insight.
I don't know if that's as good of a movie.
No, it was a book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Expansion Explosion.
Wait,
Revitalize.
Which expansion?
What? Okay, let me get through the damn deck list. Revitalize again, look at that. Settle the Wreckage, Vraska's Contempt, Lich's Mastery. Oh my god.
That was a great movie.
It's that you can't lose the game. Whenever you gain life, draw that many cards. When you lose life, for each one life you lose, exile a permanent you control or a card from your hand or graveyard. And when Lich's Mastery leaves the battlefield, you lose the game. And it has hexproof.
You're playing a different game from your opponent.
Yeah, and that, I think that's what this deck does, right? It's the Rainbow Lich's Mastery deck. So let's see, what's the rest? Search for us, Consul of Cleansing Nova. Discovery Dispersal, what is that? Surveil two, then draw a card, or each opponent returns a non-land permanent they control with the highest converted mana cost among permanents they control to its owner's hand, then discards a card. Thanks. And then Divination and Mastermind's Acquisition. Dude, that is seriously tripping me out.
Yeah.
It is, but I feel like they straight up just lose to Cleansing Nova, right?
Because
you get your Lich's Mastery out there. And then we just Cleansing Nova that, and you're done.
Say, how much... I see zero counterspell.
Yeah, that's my point. I was looking for him, too, and I'm like, where's your insurance against the Cleansing Novas? Because...
Maybe there just weren't any?
I mean, there will be now.
So how does this deck win?
By not losing?
Yeah, but I mean,
as you noted, there's nowhere to get food. That's playing to the super meta.
X damage to any target. It could be expansion explosion? Is one win condition?
Hold on. Where? There's this chance. There's two copies of Chance for Glory here, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it lets you take the extra combat turn, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to lose the game, but you're not because of Lich's Mastery.
Right.
But where are your creatures to actually hit them with?
No, it's not an extra combat. It's take an extra turn.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because I misread that
ago. I'm sorry. I saw Boros Colors, and I assumed that we got an extra combat. And
yeah,
we do,
yeah.
But only as part of an extra turn. Okay, all right. I still don't see how you win.
Also, a few minutes ago, Wendigo threw 100 bits and said, this is hot nonsense. Thanks, buddy.
This is definitely nonsense. This definitely...
He also said Mastermind's Acquisition for Carnage Tyrant. Yeah, that could be a thing.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, your whole sideboard's available.
Yeah.
That's how you win.
Mastermind's Acquisition for Banefire and Burn Their Face Off.
Search for whatever you need to kill them.
Yeah. It's just really trippy. And clearly, no one was ready for it because Ali won. Hey!
Yep.
And I would wager that most of the other people that try this the next week will not.
Nope.
Yeah. So let's see. Second place, Brad Shepard is playing Jeskai Control. Hunter Nansen, third, is also playing Jeskai Control. Simon Morantes is running Boros Angels in fourth. Read the next one. I got a cough.
Don't breathe that. That's going to hurt. I'm sorry. Where were we? Were we at fifth place?
Yep.
Daniel Zeffert is playing Selesnya Tokens. It's Tokens. Sixth place, Daniel Buchanan is playing Mono Red Aggro. Let's take a quick look at that deck.
That's the one you want to see. Let's see.
Lands, 22 mountains. Yep. Okay. Checks out. This is totally Mono Red. Yeah, we got a Firebrand, Lava Runner, Chain Whirler, Runaway Steamkin. Yeah, this is definitely aggro. Yes, this checks out. This deck is fine.
Hell yeah, three copies of Risk Factor.
I approve.
The musical is better.
A Browbeat with Jumpstart. I am all over it.
That was a good book.
Oh my god. Maximilian Sagraves is running Golgari Midrange in 7th, and Emma Handy knocked out 8th with a Golgari Midrange deck. Nice.
Indeed.
Rest of the top 16, is it Phoenix, Golgari, Grixis Control, what? Doom Whisperer, Dream Eater, Thief of Sanity, Nicol Bolas the Ravager. Jesus.
The way you read that as Golgari Grixis Control messed with my brain for like 4 seconds.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't know that. Disinformation Campaign, The Eldest Reborn, Cast Down Disdainful Stroke, Moment of Craving. Whoa, remember that card? Raska's Contempt, Discovery Dispersal, Ritual of Soot, Thought Erasure. Yeah, that looks... Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Dude, I'd play this. This is neat. Just look at the creature base, and I'm excited. Huh. Okay, anyway. Rest of the top 16, Jeskai Control, more Mono Red, Boros Aggro. What?
Yay!
More Phoenix, and Golgari Midrange.
Okay.
I really like the Phoenix decks.
That's understandable.
Ace Attorney.
Yeah. Is it Phoenix? Ace Attorney. Objection! There should be a counterspell named Objection.
I mean, they certainly put the gesture on enough of them.
Right?
It should be like an Azuria spell.
Oh, it should. Maybe it will be.
There's still time.
So that's the standard classic. Bam. Okay, so let's jump back to the Open.
Modern.
And how many people were in the Modern Open?
450.
About 450.
450. Modern Open.
So let's see. Will Pulliam won, playing Amulet Titan. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, which hasn't loaded yet. There we go. Yep, this is definitely Amulet Titan.
Okay. And it was a thrilling finals.
Yeah, because he beat Austin Robbins, who was playing Amulet Titan.
Whose Adventurous Impulse is strong?
Wait a minute.
Hint, the one that's running Adventurous Impulse.
Wait a minute. These decks are drastically different.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Specifically in all of it.
Yeah. So Will Pulliam is running the Ballista, the Primeval Titan, Reclamation Sage, Secure Tribe Scout, Azusa, and then Engineered Explosive, Summoner's Pact, Adventurer's Impulse. Whoops. Second place is running Primeval Titan and Azusa, Engineered Explosives, Lotus Bloom, Hive Mind? With Pact of Negation and Summoner's Pact. So
naturally.
Yeah. Because otherwise, why would you bother running Hive Mind? So it's actually an Amulet Titan with the Hive Mind backup plan. Whereas the first deck is more pure Amulet Titan shenanigans. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Different.
So in third place, Rebecca Adelman is running Titan Shift, which is different because it runs Scape Shift. Duh.
It's a lot of Titans in the top three.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Primetime is just eat up with it up in here.
That's fair, though.
Yeah. The card's been busted since it was printed, so yeah.
Mistakes were made.
In fourth place, Philip Loren is running Azorius Control with Jace and Teferi and Snapcaster and of all the stuff you'd expect from, you know, blue-white. Also Oust.
That.
Huh. All right, then.
Rocking that Baneslayer in the board. It's 2010.
Hey, girl, hey. Get there. Let's see. In fifth place, Caleb Scherer is running Storm. Like you do. Huh. I forgot about Unsubstantiate. Return target spell or creature to its owner's hand. Oh.
Neat.
Jadine Klumparin's in six is running Jund. Very, very Jundy. Super Jundy.
Respectable.
Yeah, yeah. Rocking the Assassin's Trophies. There's already more Assassin's Trophies here than we saw in Standard. Charles Sedbury in 7th is running the Bant Spirits deck that we know and love.
Coco's
Clues. It's like goblins, except they fly.
So they inflated the toad?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like the toad is also always inflated, but they're dead.
All right, so you're claiming that this Bant Spirits deck is like goblins. Let me just take a look at the lands. No.
What? Not in its mono red.
No.
It's okay, Clues.
Look at this garbage. Look at all of this garbage. There's all kinds of different lands. Look, the only land you need are mountain and wasteland. Let's move along.
There's some plains in there.
Yeah, okay, you're probably going to need at least one dual land so you can cast Thalia out of the board. But yeah, no, this is not like
goblins. She's in the board?
She is in the board.
Of course she is. Over. That's where you've got. I mean, unless she's in the main, she's in the board. Yeah, she's got to be. It's Thalia.
Yes, because it's a goblin's deck.
No, it's not a goblin's deck. We just talked
about Thalia is in the deck, dude. She's a goblin.
She is a friend of goblins. She's an honorary goblins.
Then why wouldn't she be with the goblin deck?
I don't know. I don't know how she ended up in this deck, because it's sure not a goblin's deck.
Oh, my God. Let's go to 8th.
My favorite part is that this also has worship in it. Someone's terrible.
Buh. So in 8th place, Jordan Rieth, one of those, is running Is It Wizards?
It is.
It definitely is, yeah.
Confirmed.
Whoa, Adelise the Cinderwind. Hello. Dang. Let's see, who's a wizard? Delver, Lavamancer, Obstructionist, Snappy. Oh, Pyromancer's not. And Vendilion Click is a wizard.
You mean Young Peasy?
Yeah, it's a Peasy's a shaman.
Yes, indeed. And a fanboy, but that's okay.
Wow. Adelise the Cinderwind. I did not even expect that. That's neat.
Such a cool name.
So let's see. Rounding out the rest of the top 16, we got Humans, Burn. More Bant Spirits, Humans, Infect, more Burn. Mono Green Tron and Dredge in 16th.
Not magic.
Man, I talked to a couple of Dredge players who just couldn't get over how sick Creeping Chill was. Do you know Creeping Chill Clues?
I don't. I'm pulling up a deck hoping that it's got Creeping Chill in it. There it is. Look at this. Does. Creeping Chill. 3 and a black sorcery. Deals 3 damage to each opponent and you gain 3 life. When it's put into your graveyard from your library, you may exile it. If you do, Creeping Chill deals 3 damage to each opponent and you gain 3 life. Yeah, that seems dece.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Looking at the rest, more Zorius, Amulet Titan, Humans, Counters Company, Gruul Land Destruction. Been seeing that a little bit lately.
Running Risk Factor.
What is?
Gruul Land Destruction. You're not making their day bad enough.
Yeah, it fits.
No, it totally fits. It's just like, man, really?
Mono Green.
It's like,
Tron.
I'm going to beat you up, but I'm going to make you do the last blow.
Grixis, War of Invention. I always click on this going, wait, what is this? It's War of Invention. Ironworks, the first of which is all the way down in 24th. Infect, more Runaway Red. What is that? Oh, the Steamkin.
Yeah.
Arclight Phoenix, Bedlam Reveler, Monastery Swift Spear, Runaway Steamkin, and then a bunch of red burn and mana rituals. And draw. Yeah, that all seems like a thing, yeah. Oh, that's what Rudy was playing. Okay. Cool. Then Jund, Dredge, more Arclight Red. What is this? Same deck, mostly. Okay. More burn, more dredge. All right, well, that was the Modern Open. The full metagame breakdown for Day 2 showed 13 humans, 13 Monogreen Tron, 7 Bant Spirits, Azorius Control, and Jund, 6 Dredge, Storm, Jeskai Control, 5 Burn, 4 Amulet Titan, and from there it drops down to 2s and 1s.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Looks relatively healthy, considering the full metagame breakdown had humans and Monogreen Tron as the most, but in the top 32, we only saw a couple of each. So lots of people are playing it, but it's not oppressive. So
yeah.
Awesome. Seems good. So then we'll end on the modern classic. How many people were in that?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Where Braxton Ledden.
Make a living.
Right? I'm glad that I was thinking it, but didn't said it. I didn't said it.
You it's did true. Not you,
said
it.
You didn't said it.
I'm pretty sure I said it.
You did said it, yes.
I did said it. Who took first?
It was a gruel land destruction deck by Braxton Ledden. And I have to admit, when I see his name, my brain automatically turns it to Baron Geddon.
Ooh.
That's a Hearthstone card, though.
I was going to say that didn't mean anything to me, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Chris Johnson in second running the Mardu Pyromancer deck that we didn't
Young PC?
Hear anything about in the last tournament. I mean, I would assume so.
Yep, Young PC.
Yeah. We've got Grady Brown running Mono Green Tron in third. Alan Swan running Azorius Spirits in fourth. Drake Sasser running the Humans in fifth. Dredge in sixth by Paul Muller. Rob Chase in seventh with Mono Green Tron. And Clyde Carrick in eighth with Elves. Hey, check out Mikey Bunday making ninth place with Selesnya Taxes. He's one of my locals.
Oh, cool.
At one of the Kaladesh pre-releases, I had reserved a spot and was too broke to actually play. So I gave it up to Mikey.
Yeah.
And he opened a freaking Crucible of Worlds invention. I think it was a Crucible. No, it was the Oblivion Stone.
Oh, okay.
Invention.
Neat.
You know, the masterpiece. And I never let him live it down.
And you never will.
And I never will. Look, I just told that story here on Monday Night Magic.
That's how it works.
Let's see. We got Dredge Affinity. Hey, remember that deck? More Dredge. Infect. Jeskai Control. Selesnya Accord. And more Infect. Rounding out the top 16.
Get a flu shot.
You should also do that. Keeps those poison counters.
Oh, Infect. I was like, what in the hell just happened?
Yeah, you read like 3 Infect decks. It was like I had to... Besides, it's a good PSA. Get a flu shot.
Anyway.
we're out of tournaments, you guys.
So, yeah, there you go. That was
a lot of tournament.
That was a lot of tournament.
It was all the tournament.
3 standard and 2... Or 3 standard, 2 modern, and too much time.
Yeah. So... Now that we're done with that, I guess we should knock out more news.
Hooray! Yeah.
All right, so today there was an article on the Wizards website introducing Magic Weekend. So Magic Weekend, you know how they have Magic, how did they put it? Hang on. Do-do-do-do-do. Here we go. There are events for players who want a social experience, for players who want competition, for players who want something in between, but what about players who want flavor?
Novels?
That's not a Magic event.
Oh.
Most of the novels are to be avoided, actually.
Well, but I mean, they're publishing new ones, right? We're getting that.
They're probably still going to be bad. They might be. Doubtful, though. So Ravnica
Weekend. Let's have this one hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ravnica Weekend from November 9th to 11th. So coming soon. Wait. 2 variations? What? Oh, for guilds and for Ravnica Legions. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
They're going to be social events, casual 4-pack draft, guild kit battles, and D&D sessions based on Ravnica, taken from the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica.
Okay, what exactly is casual 4-pack draft?
So...
Where you draft 4 packs?
Instead of 3
you
packs?
You just draft 4 packs instead of 3.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Well, okay, I'm with you.
And your deck is better.
Well, but no, so I'm not good at drafting, so...
So you got 4-pack.
Right.
You got 4 packs with, like, at least 4 cards you want.
So couldn't I get instead 6 packs, and then what if we didn't pass them but just opened them and made decks out of those?
That's a different event.
Yeah, but that's the one that I want.
You should go to that one.
Yeah, you should have gone to the pre-release then.
I know, I couldn't. Yeah.
So yeah, the prizes are foil basic lands, you know, the foil guild lands.
Those right. pretty ones we were just commenting on earlier.
Yeah, and 11x14 prints of the various characters. Who is this blue one? This Dimir one. We've got Vraska and Aurelia and Amara and Rahl. Who is this? I don't recognize that art.
I do not either, but it's in blue, so...
If they're in Dimir, you're not supposed to know their name.
So it's, Dimir is not Cheers.
Oh, no, no. I know his name. His name is that stabbing pain that you're feeling in your spine.
Oh, it's Tap. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Tap.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I don't trust him. Let's move on.
So then for the Ravnica Allegiance, which is going to happen February 16th through the 17th, this is going to be more of a tournament. It's either standard draft or sealed. Your LGS will decide when they sign up with us, so let them know which one you're angling for. Plus so more guild camp battles. Yeah,
encourage your LGS to go for legacy, and when they can't do that, go for sealed.
Anyway. Plus more guild kit battles and D&D sessions. The prizes are massive. Foil, full art rares, a playmat, plus more guild prints, and foil guild lands. So, yeah. This also means that the Core Set 2019 Store Championship that happened last September will be the last event of its kind.
So we hope you like that. You don't get any more.
Yeah. Which, I don't remember hearing lots of people going on and on about their Store Championship, so...
Yeah. They're going to continue to experiment, and we'll see what happens.
So yeah, but the Magic Weekend is going to be a way for them to just try different stuff for other people. So what if they wanted flavor? Well, now you can do Guild Kid Battles in D&D.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's cool. Trying new things. See what sticks.
If you go and you try the D&D thing, post at me on Twitter and tell me how that went, because I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. All right, then. And I think, at least the last time I looked at the show notes, this was our last bit of news. They have announced the Pro Tour Team Series rosters for the next season.
Yeah, which we're not going to read at you because it's a long list. But...
yeah, there are a whole lot of teams. I'm just going to... here, wait a minute. I'll just slowly scroll through them.
Here's this a hint. There's 39.
Oh, there's 39. And this tells you who they all have on them. Wait for it. Wait for it. That's the end right there. Okay. So if you'd like to know that, the link, as it is with everything that we talk about, is in the show notes.
Yeah.
All right. So is that... oh, no, you found the thing for Magic Online, right?
I did. Yeah. So very briefly in Magic Online, if you're not familiar with it, one of the things that you kind of have to learn how to do in Magic Online is... yield priority, and that's been through many variations over the years, but it's critical because when you play real Magic with paper, a lot of the time you're yielding things, even if you don't realize it, to make the game happen. There's a whole lot of points where you technically say, I am not doing anything, continue. And when you're playing Magic Online, it can never make those assumptions. So, like, you know, you set stops, you yield, but you don't want to be hit every single opportunity there is to do a thing. So over and over again, they try different things, and they're changing up the interface a little bit here. So I'm not going to read this whole article to you, but I will encourage you to check out the link that I've put in the show notes. It's a step-by-step on how to yield to things, how to turn off auto-yielding, and other scenarios so that you can visually see what you've set to auto-yield and what you haven't. Just as a little bit of context for people that have been listening to streamers in the Magic community for a long time in general, there have been a number of times where people say, oh, you know, like I F6'd my turn or whatever. There's a whole bunch of shortcuts that were always, I yield for the rest of the turn, or I yield this effect forever, and then they mess up and then they lose. This is a way to kind of get around that because you can actually see what you have set and you can remove things. So overall, it's a quality of life improvement that I appreciate existing and definitely recommend checking. And I also really like the format of this article explaining it because, yeah, you get a whole bunch of text explaining the world around it, why these things are going on, whatever. But getting an actual visual step-by-step so that you can see how this works is a good way to illustrate your point to people because we don't all have attention spans and Magic players certainly don't know how to actually read articles. So this is a good way to get that in front of people.
Yeah, I've had the screen on the... this visual list of active yields here for a while.
Yeah.
Because that's the most important bit of this article, it seems.
It is, yeah.
Nice.
So just wanted to throw that out there. So cool.
All right, then.
That's all that's going on right now. So I think that magic.
All right. Well, is that it for us then?
I think so.
I think so.
I guess I'll start the wrap up then. You can find me on Twitter at SqueeGoblinAbob. There's no Iron Goblin because I'm pretty confident the Iron Goblin might have gotten into those F&M and M's I was showing off earlier. So it could be dead now.
Could?
Could be. Who knows? Like, well, no, the bag is still sealed, so I have no idea where it went. But I do, in fact, still have a bag of Friday Night Magic M&M's from original Innistrad, because I lost it at one point, and then I found it, and now it's funnier to keep it than it is to throw it away.
I'll give you a dollar to eat them.
No.
No.
Does that mean you're going to give him $2 to not eat him? I'm trying to help you out here, Bill.
War for Bill's life.
I will point out, though, for the curious, what makes them F and M&Ms. I have no idea if this is visible to the stream or not, but we have little Avison symbols from back before she went cray-cray and tried to kill everybody. So,
nice.
There you go. Yep, this is pre-murder M&Ms. Good times. But yeah, past that, I would just like to note that I went and did voting on Saturday, and I recommend everyone in America who can vote to vote. And if you're not in America, you should vote in whatever you have going on. Hopefully an election.
Even if it's just what to have for dinner.
But, huh?
Even if it's just what to have for dinner.
Yes, you need to have your voice heard. It's important. But yeah, that was kind of what I did there. I still haven't sat down and watched Daredevil yet, but I've heard good things about it. So kind of looking forward to that. And yeah, I think that's about all I got going on right now. So I will hand it over to Clue.
All right, great. I want a second squeeze message. If you are in the U.S. and able to vote, that's coming soon. You should really vote. No, seriously, vote. Like, do what it takes. Vote. Get there. Find a friend. Get a ride. Vote. That's my advice. If you need to reach me, your best bet is probably the Twitters. I'm at LockLuzé, spelled just like it is in the show notes. Get more sleep and drink plenty of fluids. That's what I'll say. Take her away, Chewy.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What do I know?
I couldn't tell you. Why don't you let us know?
Manipul.
Seriously, though. What they said.
Hold on. I just thought of something as I was hydrating. This is water I was having to drink here.
The value of fluids.
It reminded me of something. Hey, given when we're recording this, there is a non-zero chance that you will hear this sometime between now and Wednesday evening. So Wednesday is Halloween here in the United States. The most important bit about that is that Thursday is candy is on sale day. So Thursday, go buy the candy that you wanted. That's my advice.
That checks out.
Okay. I'm sorry. Carry on.
All I can think about is discount candy, and I'm excited.
That's right. Discount candy day
starts on Wednesday because they want to get that stuff off the shelf on Halloween.
It is possible.
Thursday is discount baked goods day when you have day-old cupcakes with jack-o'-lanterns on them. Get your carbs in.
That's some tech. Manipul.
I like it. Yeah, I got nothing. So, hey, you can hear all the stuff I do at Something the Manipul.
That does sound accurate.
Yeah, on youtube.com/TheManipul, we've got, let's see, what's going up lately. Slay the Spire and Layers of Fear. I streamed Layers of Fear in its entirety over 2 days because I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle finishing it the first night because it well and truly got in my head and freaked me out.
All right, then.
Yeah. And I'm out of tea, so excuse me.
And now he dies.
So that is going up in 3 episodes. One today, one tomorrow, the 30th, and one Halloween.
Ooh.
Which will, yeah, they're long episodes. Had I planned ahead and done the stream earlier, I could have cut it into 6 or 7 pieces that were more bite-sized. But in the spirit of atmosphere and immersion, because the game is extremely creepy, and like I said, in my head and wouldn't get out. And that actually scared me. Luby Loki Love is now following. Hey, thank you. Welcome to the pool. But anyway, yeah, if you want to watch me walk around and do incredibly creepy things and get scared and like fear swear.
But you don't know where he lives, so you can't do it in person.
Correct. Yeah. Then check out that series. The first one, each one is going to be over an hour long. But again, part of the actual effectiveness of this game comes from the immersion. So chopping it up into shorter bits would sort of break some of that. That's the justification that someone in my Discord server gave me, and I was like, I'm going to use that. So,
nice.
Also, the quest for the Golden Warlock. I'm finally editing and posting the Hearthstone videos of getting the Golden Warlock hero, my fifth golden hero in Hearthstone out of 9 classes. That's 5. I'm over halfway. So it's going to be in 2 parts because it was less straightforward than I would have liked. And then I've got one more video of the Messenger to go up, and then I have to stream that again, which I'm actually very excited about because I love that game. So that's all youtube.com/themanapool. Here on Twitch, however, I streamed Layers of Fear, obviously. I also streamed... Let's see, when I stopped streaming Layers of Fear the first time, we played Killing Floor 2. Didn't we, Bill?
Yeah, I could tell in the Adventures of Killing Floor 2, we did battle with evil DJs as the chat, I guess, watched?
Yes.
I blew things up.
He did.
What'd I do?
I also played some Rogue Legacy 2, Rogue Legacy New Game Plus, not 2, Rogue Legacy New Game Plus, after finishing Layers of Fear because I needed to play something less terrifying. It turns out that was wrong because New Game Plus is really hard.
It better be.
So, but I mean like way harder than I expected. So, yeah, I chose poorly there, but it was still a lot of fun. It's like starting over, which I guess New Game Plus, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've also streamed some Eternal and some Dead Island in recent memory. Right here on twitch.tv/themanapool, in addition to Monday Night Magic and The Manapool, of course. Oh. And if you want to listen to The Manapool podcast, well, you can find it on themanapool.com or the video version on YouTube or the live stream right here on Twitch. Nice. But if you want to help support what I do with all of this insane amount of content creation, I have at least one video per day going up on YouTube and have for a very long time now. I'm proud of me. Yeah. The most direct way to do that, actually the easiest and best way you could possibly help that is financially not a thing, is just spread the word. If you enjoy Monday Night Magic, if you enjoy The Manapool, if you enjoy a stream or a video or a video series or something, then tell people. Word of mouth. Hit it on, I don't know, Reddit or something, or Twitter, or whatever. Sharing helps immensely.
And infect their consciousness.
What?
Infect their consciousness with the word of Chewie. So you made it weird.
You did. It's very weird, but...
Okay.
Yeah, infect their consciousness with the word of Chewie, and you shall be saved. But, that is... I see that, Clues. Clues is shaking his head. I don't understand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But anyway, that is the best way that is non-financial to help. Now, the most direct way to help financially is on patreon.com/themanapool, where you can become a lifeguard and get a variety of perks. The uncommon lifeguards get a golden... No, wait, uncommon is the silver name in the Manapool official Discord server. And you get Manapool episodes and YouTube videos early. The rare lifeguards get the gold Discord server name, because they're rare, and access to the early stuff and the odds and ends, all the stuff recorded before and after both Monday Night Magic and The Manapool that is uncensored and unfiltered.
And totally worth it.
And totally worth it. And the mythic lifeguards get the mythic orange, color in the Discord server, and the odds and ends, and the early stuff, and the sponsorship shout out on both podcasts, and on the end screen for all the YouTube videos. So, value. So, to that end, I would like to thank our mythic lifeguards, Kim Ho, Andrew Hunt, Al, Lance Delicious, Team U Hellas Haryu, Connor Kennedy, John Morris, Jeff Spencer, Stuart Slaw, PJ McMullen, Bosco Brattain, Casey, Fayan Says, Danny Liao, Jason Doan, Cody Buckowing, Jake Jansens, Jason Kaus, Gothic Man, Brian DeLucci, Stark Maximum, Keith Moody, John Parker, Violet Moon, Dan Holm, Bartle, Mike Millerburn, and the Beast Father, Aaron Goodwine. Wow. So, yeah, with that, I'm going to pass out due to lack of oxygen. So, this has been Monday Night Magic number 629. Whew, dude, next episode is the big 630.
Oh, man, we're old.
Yeah, we are.
Like next week, not now.
No.
I mean, we're still not, you know, mossy old.
No, never. Thank you all.
Pushing that back.
So very much for listening. And go play some magic.